At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here with Jack Watson, a professor at the College of Physical Activity and Sport Sciences here at West Virginia University. And the college and university are involved in an international initiative that's really designed to improve women leadership and increase empowerment.
We're using the sport of soccer to help develop leadership and empowerment amongst women in Mexico. Soccer is the international sport that brings the globe together. Sports tend to be great for developing leadership and empowerment skills. The State Department unit that we're working with actually wants to use sport to help develop these types of skills.
What kinds of opportunities does an initiative, a program like this, provide for faculty and staff, students and programs here at West Virginia University?
Well, it definitely provides everybody with an international experience that's going to be engaged in the program. Currently, we've used faculty from around campus, from multiple different units, as well as graduate students to help with the proposal. But as we start developing the programs to go to Mexico and also for the Mexicans to come to the United States, we'll actually be looking for children between the ages of 15 and 22 to travel with us to help develop these skills.
And I know you've approached the women's soccer program here at WVU and are hopeful that that's going to be something that they can become involved with, right?
Absolutely. And to be able to bring them together, a group of people that are positive female role models and have great leadership skills and empowerment, we'd love for them to be a part of the program.
This builds on some long-standing relationships that the university and the college have been able to build internationally and then also expand them, right?
We have a university partner in Nuevo León that we will be working with to really help us understand the culture and understand the community and really use as a home base to move forward with the program. I hope we develop some leadership skills for these females, but also I really want to make sure that we have person-to-person diplomacy, which is a big part of this grant. We want to make sure that the people that travel with us really understand Mexican culture and experience it well, and that the individuals from Mexico that come to the U.S. do the same when they're in the United States.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.